I remember when my dad made me come. Okay, I admit it. I say that to shock people. I mean, you know, yeah, he did make me come. But it's not like it sounds. I just can't forget the look on his face when... Yeah, that look. The one on yours. Just cracks me up. See, I was 15. I've been out on a date with Mike Taylor. Mike is one of those guys, you know? If there was a sports team, it involved muscle, not brains. He was on it. On it, or most likely bossing it. Quarterback, captain. There was a dumbass name for the look of my quads. Mike had it. And he had something else. A reputation. Like keeping out with every girl in the county and giving them something to smile about. And I got back, you know, kind of late. Like 2 a.m. late. So, Dad, he wasn't listening. He knew Mike's rep, and he figured we'd be making the bees with two backs. Boy, he was pissed. Me, I was pisseder. Pisseder and wishing Dad had something to be pissed about. See, I was late because I'd spent all night trying to let Mike know he had a walk to first base and he could steal the third anytime he wanted. Turned out, he'd spent so much time with his right hand on his bat, he didn't know how to hit an easy pitch. Fuck, he didn't even see he was there. He just kept telling me how great he was, and how lucky I was to be out with him. Like, out? I was putting it out like a blown light bulb. Thing is, Mike was so in the dark, he couldn't see how all he had to do was flick my fucking switch. So, yeah, I wasn't late, but I was still horny as hell. Dad was sitting on the front porch, so he gives me out the, "And where do you think you've been, young lady?" And I've got an itch a mile deep, and it's not getting scratched until I can get to bed and give it some finger happy time. So, I give him some smart-ass answer, and he says, "You're not too old to go over my knee, young lady." And I say something like, "Okay, sure, Dad." And I keep heading on to the door. So, he does it. He grabs me, and he puts me over his knee, and he starts laying it on me. And he's Dad, so it's his hand, and it's not his belt or anything. Still, working the boats doesn't grow any wimps, and he's like King Kong, and I'm Faye fucking Ray. But it's not his shoulder I'm over. He's laying it on with his hand on my butt, and I can feel it. Like, fucking feel it. I mean, yeah, I can feel his hand coming down on my ass, and yeah, it fucking hurts. But that's not what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that itch, and every time his hand lands on my butt, it's less itch and more bitch. Like, hot bitch. Like, fucking hot. I think it was about the third time his hand came down, I felt it. My clit. It fucking jumped. Like, not a twitch. It jumped. And my clit's as hard as Mickey the Limp wasn't. And Dad's hand coming down again. And it lands. And like I said, it hurts. It hurts, but while it's busy hurting, my nipples are as hard as my clit. And my clit's hard. My nipples are hard. And I've got palm fucking pay in my cunt and my gut. And I swear it's like I'm fucking flying. My legs are kicking. I'm screaming. If Mickey the Limp had come even close to what was going on in me, I would have been next fucking year before I got home. And then, Mom cuts out on the porch, and she's like, "What's going on, Tom?" And my dad is looking at her, and he's saying, "She's back late, Molly. I wasn't really hurting her." And Mom, she gives him that look moms have, and I guess it's not just a mom look. She says, "Honey, she's not hurting. Or if she is, she's real happy about it." And Dad looks at me. He looks at Mom. And that's he gets it. He gets it. He gets that look. The one you had. And it goes bright red. And he lifts me up. And he starts. And he just puts me down like I'm sweaty nitro. Then he starts to slides back into the house. He's moving real slow, but it's like he's running at the same time, you know? And that was it. the time my dad made me come. So, Mom, she looks at me. She does that one eyebrow thing. And she says, like, maybe Mike Taylor wasn't all he likes people to think he is, huh? And I just shrug. So, Mom, she's pretty cool. She says how she knows already. I wouldn't be wearing no white if someone was dumb enough to marry me. But she smiles when she says it. So, I know it's okay. And she says how she'll take care of Dad. But if she does, I have to do something for her. So I say, you know, like what? And so she says how my dad, he knew about Mickey the Limp. He didn't like it. So he figured he'd set me up with some nice boy. And she says how there's this kid, he's new in town. He's the son of one of those people at Dad's church. And Mom says she knows normally it'd throw a fit, but if she'd go in to take care of the soaking wet patch I've just left on my dad's jeans and fix the pretty picture he has of his horny bitch daughter, I'm going to at least date the new kid once. But, like I said, she smiles when she says it. So I know she's okay, really. And that's how I met Jimmy. The greatest guy I never fucked. And better than anyone I ever did. See, Mom was right. Dad had these new people he just met at church. And says there's other someone's just a real nice boy. Not someone like Mike Taylor was. I thought about telling him Mike was pretty much as safe as any dad would want his daughter to be with. But I'd promised Mom, so I didn't. And Dad set everything up, and he took me over to his friend's place. He had me all dressed up in this pink, frothy dress thing. Mama tried to talk him out of it, but no dice. Me, I figured I'd just accidentally burn the fucking thing as soon as the date was done, because I sure as shit wasn't going to be going on any second date with anyone who liked it. So, Dad took me in. And his friends called the sundown. Dad told him to make sure I was home by 10. I figured I'd better at least fake it, so I did the "oh, Dad" thing. Dad said, okay, 11. Jimmy Drake. Jimmy said he liked my dress. But when he said it, there was something. Fucked if I knew what, but it was there. So we went to Jimmy's car. Jimmy drove us off. And so, Jimmy, he asked what I wanted to do. I said whatever he wanted was fine, and he asked me if my dad had chosen my dress. I said yeah, and he said thank God for that. And I said I wasn't really religious. He said neither was he. And, you know, it was a shit dress. But he smiled when he said it, and he smiled. And for some reason, it felt okay. So, I laughed. He laughed, said how his dad had got us a table at the best restaurant in town, which isn't saying that much, we really only had two, but he asked me if I'd mind if we didn't go. He said he'd fixed it with a waiter to say if we did, to say we did, if anyone asked, and he'd do it even if we didn't show. So I said sure. Then Jimmy did it. He asked me where I wanted him to drop me, because he knew for fucking sure I didn't want to go on any date with him, because he'd heard his mom and dad talking about it, saying how, and, you know, he stopped. And I almost told him, but I could tell there's something not right, so I told him to take me to the Head. That's where kids went to make out, and Jimmy seems like he heard of it already. He says how it's okay, but he'd rather not. So I say how, if his parents find out we didn't go to the restaurant but went to the Head, they won't ask any more questions. So he drives, and we park, and there's cars, but they're all parked away from each other, like they always were at the Head. So we park, and I ask him, like, what the fuck? And Jimmy says, what the fuck what? So I say how, okay, he didn't want to go to our shitty restaurant, and that's fine. And maybe we're both only on this dumb date because of our parents. And, yeah, it's a shitty dress. But it comes off real easy, and what am I? Fucking roadkill? And I look at him, and I see it. Because there's not a tear in his eye, but I know he's crying. you know, inside, where no one can see it or hear it. And I know it doesn't really matter, because no one's ever really listened to him. And Jimmy just says how I'm just not his type. So I say, how can I be any guy's type, and what type does he want? And he tells me, fuck it, he'll get out soon enough, and his parents will take him to some new town as soon as the bruises are gone or the broken bones. And I'm a dumbass. I say, what bruises? What bones? And he says, the ones the other guys give when they find out why I'm not his type. And I get it. Fuck, I get it. Because this is a small town, middle of nowhere, and there's not one car around us with a matched pair in it. Oh, you know, not that it never happens. Sure it does. Just not for long. Not ever for long. One way or another. And Jimmy, he looks at me, and now he's crying in his eyes as well as inside. And he says, like, fuck it. And he gets out of the car, and he walks to the edge of the head. And even in the car, I can hear the waves crashing on the rocks below. And I know he's going to do it, so I do it instead. I put the car headlights on, and Jimmy's there in them. And I unzip my dress, and I pull it down, and I get my left breast on my bra. And I get out of the car, and I go to Jimmy, where he stood frozen in the car headlights, and I grab him. I grab him, and I whisper in his ear, and I tell him to fucking roll with me. And then I wrap my arms around him, and I kiss him. And I know every eye and every four-wheel sugar shack is on us like we're Oscar and Oscat on award night. So, Jimmy, he's getting my best, and my best is fucking good. I tell him if he doesn't grab my tit, I'm going to grab his balls, and I feel his hand close over me. It closes, but he's not grabbing like Mickey the Limp. His fingers are like gossamer, like soft breeze, fire, and he's burning my nipple. He's so soft. And my tongue's in his mouth because some of the audience are out of their cars and coming closer. So I wink at Jimmy, and I whisper to him how I know I'm not his type, but get with the fucking program, how he's still got a hand free, and my butt's this week's special. And I can see the puzzle in his eyes turn into a grin, and I know he gets it. His hand gets busy on my ass, and I don't mean my dress, because he's pulling it up, and everyone can see I must have got dressed in a real hurry, because my ass is command fucking O. Then Jimmy slides his knee between my legs, and I grab me a ticket to ride, and my hips start working double time. But I'm not doing the, oh, Jimmy, give it to me, big boy. You know, that crap I do in the porno movies, every girl. There had to have sneaked in to laugh at least once. And every guy to get what they thought were lessons. Because this is academy time. I've got moan at my groan, and my butt and Jimmy's hand are doing a hot rod boogie like the rock has never heard of. So, I figure it's time the crowd is ready for the next reel. I slide down Jimmy's leg and I grab his zip in my teeth and I pull. Then I unbutton his jeans. And I dive in fast, because like you said, I'm not his type. But nobody's that close, and anyway, everybody already knows what they're seeing. So I give them what they think they're getting, or in the case of every guy there, what they wish they were getting. And when I'm done, I zip Jimmy and button him, and I stand up and I'm licking my lips. And I tell the girls how they can keep their fucking hands off because Jimmy's all mine. And I tell them how we hope they enjoyed the show, but we're burning rubber because we've got rubbers to burn. And I wink. Then I grab Jimmy's arm and I pull him to the car and I tell him to drive like fuck. And he drives. He drives like shit. Until he finds a pullover and he slams the brakes. He pulls over and he's looking at me and he's crying like I've never seen anyone cry. And he says, why? So I kiss him. Not like on the head. More like maybe brother I've never had. And I grin, and I say, you better get me home, because if we don't go steady now, he's gonna be mauled by every girl in town. And he says, what the fuck do I mean steady? Because he told me how I wasn't, and I say, I know. I know, and it's okay. But nobody else is going to know because we're going steady and they've seen what they saw. And I say how well they'll have to be seen places now and again, but when we're not, kids will just think we've got better, and I wink, things to do. And we can be places where he can be with someone who is his type. And would he get me the fuck home so my dad doesn't ground me? But I smile, so he knows we're okay. And that was it. Jimmy and me. Me and Jimmy. Dad thought he was great. As soon as I started hanging with him, my grades went up. So, Jimmy was a good influence, right? Well, fuck that. But what else is a girl going to do when her, well, when in her, whatever the fuck Jimmy was, is being what he needs to be and with who he needs to be? So, yeah. Maybe I cracked a few more books than I might have, and, you know, Jimmy was worth it. But the thing with Dad was still bugging me, like, it had been in fucking tense, and nothing had ever been quite like it since. So I figured, maybe I was crazy, maybe that was what did it for me. I tried hitting myself while I was doing the three-fingered waltz, but it hadn't made any difference. I was wondering if it had to be someone else hitting me. So, one night, when Jimmy and his guy Benny were tripping the light fantastic, I went out to find a little fantastic of my own. I changed into a skirt that could have done duty as a necktie, and a bolero top that was more fuck yeah than not. And I went over to the set town nobody went to, and I found me a bar where nobody was going to ask for ID, filled with guys who just weren't going to ask. And I played tease bitch all fucking night until one of them bit. I could have handled being bit. And the guy, he takes me up behind the bar, and I'm still playing tease bitch, so I'm changing my mind and saying no, but he isn't asking. He slams me against the wall, and he backhands me across the face, and I want it. I want it because I know my nipples are going to go rocky road, and my cunt's going to explode. It's going to be like it was with Dad. But it isn't. It fucking isn't. It just hurts, and the guy doesn't give a shit. Or maybe he just likes it more when I scream. And I scream. A lot. And when he's done, he laughs. He laughs, and he throws me a 20. Then he picks it up, and he throws me a 10 instead. And he laughs again. And my cunt's dry, and my clit sore, and I'm crying. And I'm crying, and I've got nowhere to go, because I'm sure as fuck not going home. So I go to the only place there is, to Jimmy. I know he'll have gone home, so I throw gravel at his window. And he wakes up, and he sees it's me, and he climbs out of his window and slides down the gable roof, and he sees me. He sees me, and he's not, fuck, what did you do? He sees me, and he's not, we gotta call the cops. He sees me. And he wraps me up in his arms, and he kisses me. And not a where are your tonsils kind of kiss, but he kisses me. And everything's okay. He holds me, and everything's okay. And he drives me to someone he knows, and he's a nurse at the hospital. The nurse guy, he doesn't ask questions. He just stitches me, offers to bandage me. But Jimmy, he says we're going to see Susie. Yeah, the nurse guy, he nods. And we drive to some place I don't know, and Jimmy knocks at the door, and a girl answers. I figure it's Susie, but Jimmy tells her we need to see Susie. And the girl, she looks at me, and she looks sad. But we go in, and the girl brings another girl downstairs, and it's Susie, who works the strip clubs doing makeup. Jimmy tells her I have to get home and not give my mom and dad a fit, and Susie takes care of it. She hides the bruises, and she hides the stitches. She shows me a mirror, and I look okay. Not great, but okay. And Susie, she kisses me, and she says how Jimmy's told her what I did. And she's crying. And Jimmy, he drives me home, and I creep into bed, but Mom's waiting there. And she looks at me, and she asks if it was Jimmy. And I say no, and I know she believes me. So she tells me to get up early so Dad doesn't see me. And she kisses me. So I get up early And Jimmy and me, we skip school. Jimmy drives me to the head, and he asks me what happened. So I tell him, and he asks me if I'm fucking crazy. And I start crying, and I tell him I don't know. I don't know what I've never told anyone about when, you know, Dad made me come. And I say how I had to find out if I was weird or shit. And Jimmy, he laughs. He laughs and he says, like, is that all? And he says his mom and dad are going to be away for the weekend and I'm going to come over on Friday night. So, it's Friday and I go over and Jimmy's there. And he asks me if I trust him. So I say how I don't trust anyone, like I trust him. And he tells me to sit down and we wait. We wait and there's a knock at the door. So Jimmy, he goes to answer it. And he comes back, and there's a girl with him. She's nothing special, just girl. But she's not alone, because there's another girl. She's crawling on her hands and knees, and she's buck naked. She's got a collar around her neck, and the collar's got a leash the nothing much chick's holding. And the nothing much chick, she smiles at me. She says how the other girl is called Pet. Just that. Pet. And she says how Jimmy wants Pet to show me something, but that Pet only does what she's told, and I have to tell her. I have to tell Pet what to do. So I ask, what the fuck should I tell her? And the nothing much chick, she says, anything you fucking want, girl. But she smiles, and so does Pet, and I look at Pet, and I have no fucking idea what to do, and I can see Pet sees it, because she says, may I please you, mistress? So, I say, like, sure. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fucking fuck. Pet crawls over to me, and she sits up, and she puts her hand on my knees, and she pushes them apart. She starts to lick up my thighs, and her tongue is like electricity. She licks, and she kisses, and she licks, and her lips work up my legs, and she spreads me wider open. And I know where her tongue's headed. I look at nothing. Like, I look at nothing much, chick, and she raises an eyebrow. She says, like, do you want her to stop? And I say, like, hell no. So, Pet doesn't. She licks up my thighs, and her head slides under my skirt, and I don't believe in being overdressed or underdressed either, so there's nothing to get in her way. Her tongue grazes my cunt. Crazes me and it teases my slit. It teases and it licks and my lips open and I can feel the wet coming like rain and I can feel my clit getting hard and Pet licks and she teases and her tongue in me and I'm so fucking hot, so wired, I never want her to stop. Then I feel it, her teeth just gently on my clit. And I look at nothing much, chick, and nothing much, she raises an eyebrow and she says, you have to tell her. So I do. I can barely get it out, I'm so hot. But I say it. I say, bite me, Pet. And Pet's teeth close on my clit. They close, and it fucking hurts. It fucking hurts, and I explode. And later, when Pet showed me all sorts of things I didn't know, nothing much tells me I'm not weird. It's just tomatoes. Rather, it's tomatoes and salt. Because salt on its own is shit. And tomatoes are pretty good. But tomatoes with salt? And she grins. And when she grins, I see it. I see nothing much chick isn't nothing much at all. She's fucking beautiful. And she tugs on Pet's leash, and she says they have to go. And I never see her again. And Jimmy and Benny, they went looking for the guy I found that night, and I guess they found him because I saw his picture in the paper. The hit and run had mashed him some, but I knew it was him. And I told Jimmy he was crazy, and he said sometimes crazy was what friends had to be. And he kissed me. But other people have friends too. And one day, Mickey the Limp comes by and he says, "How is a shame about my boyfriend?" And he laughs. But he says, "How I'm better off without a gay boy anyway." And I run to Jimmy's and his parents are there and they're crying and the cops are there and Jimmy's there. He's on the doorstep and he's in a bag. And I know he's never going to hold me again. But the next night, Mickey the Limp goes up to the head to meet someone, and nobody knows who it is, but he was drinking. And if he got drunk, and if his car slipped into drive, and if he ended up at the bottom of the fucking head, Benny and me, we didn't know shit about it. So, Jimmy was gone, and I think I've been looking for him ever since. And I've met other Jimmys, but I think I've met a lot more Mickeys. And I've met Jemimas too, but none of them were my Jimmy. So if that drink you told Joe to bring me was because you're lonely, that's fine. Pull up a stool and tell Joe to bring the bottle. We'll swap war stories and tell each other how shit the world is and never see each other again. But if you're looking for something else, well, I thought you'd have to know. We can give it a try. You just have to know how red is one of my favorite colors. As long as it's the right red, at the right time, the right place. And there's something else you have to know, too. Because whatever happens between us, the best you'll ever get is two. Because, you see, once there's Jimmy, and he'll always be my number one.